We do not agree with the government. Nah, we do.
The Wire.
Basement is running their Matariki season from the 2nd of July to the 13th, with stories from across the Pacific. I talked to Kahuranga Kara on her comedy one-woman show, Aroha Zamari, on what it means to grow up on the shore and the complexity of identity politics. I began by asking her to tell me a bit about the show.
It came from living my life as a Māori and growing up on the North Shore of Auckland. I go back there and I'm like, oh, it's a little bubble. And when you're from there, I think, you know, you can appreciate all its little quirks and eccentricities. Definitely an interesting place. And I went to a Catholic girls' school over there as well, which was also an interesting kettle of fish, especially growing up in Te Kuiti, which is like a small country town in the central North Island. So I went straight from there to the North Shore. And I guess I got to the point where I was feeling a bit beaten down by society. I got to a point where I felt like I just had to defend being a Māori and Māori people all the time, which is not the most fun place to be. I think that most minorities can probably relate to sometimes feeling misunderstood or like you have to fit into a certain box, otherwise people just don't get it. Like, I don't compute, you're not what I thought you were, you know. I would sort of walk around feeling, okay, is someone going to come at me today? Do I need to be ready on the offense just to like come up with some really good things on how to make sure that they weren't saying something hard out racist or like even just a bit prejudiced? And actually just weighed on me a lot, and I got to a point where I wasn't so optimistic anymore and I wasn't so bubbly anymore. I was sort of just in survival mode, I guess. Since then, I've come through that, and I wanted to explore some of these themes of prejudice and race through comedy, basically. So that's where this character and this play sort of came from.
What do you hope the audience takes away from the show?
I would love for people just to come out of it maybe just a little bit more culturally conscious. So feeling brave enough as well to stand up to people when something's not going right. I think we all have had that experience where someone said something and we're all like, oh, Uncle Dave, like, oh, that's not okay. But we all just sort of stay quiet. And those people never get the chance to really level up and realize what they're saying is not okay because people don't stand up to them. And I don't think you should have to stand up to people all the time. And it's not your responsibility to have to school people constantly. But sometimes, especially when we see it happening to someone we love or something, we've all had that time where we wish, like you go away and you go, oh my gosh, I wish I had said this. At the time, sometimes you're so emotional or you're maybe even the whole room is laughing. So you're like, oh, am I the weird one for thinking this? So maybe just, yeah, I would love it for people to just be a little bit more culturally conscious and have those discussions with people. I'm really hoping that the audience is going to be able to talk about some of the things raised in the play afterwards. And like everything, comedy is always a good way to sort of segue into those very serious topics and issues. Some people it will completely go over their heads, but others there might just be a few things in there that they just go, I could probably change doing that or questioning. So one thing that comes up in the show is just pronunciations. We can all say topo. That's a really easy example. So we can all say, oh, my poor toe, it's so sore. So why don't we collective, like it's more normal to hear taupo than it is topo. And so just kind of realizing that these things have become the norm and maybe they shouldn't. Maybe we could all just try a little bit harder. So, for example, my brother-in-law is Irish, and the amount of times that I've seen people try to mimic his accent, spending a real good time trying to say things like he does, and I'm like, okay, so it's not because people don't want to try and sound different. It's just that maybe we've gotten complacent and we can't be bothered or we don't think it's our, we shouldn't have to do that sort of thing. But if you're happy to sit around and try and say something in an Irish accent for an hour, try and say topo correctly. Yeah, I think these are important things and also simple things that people can do to feel more connected with minorities in general.
I wanted to ask on that note, a lot of your shows exploring coming from a minority and having that identity politics. Do you think
Absolutely.
The way we're looking at identity politics is complex enough?
Well, this was a bit of an issue, like in when writing the show, because it started out a lot longer and it had some way more heavy hitting topics. And I think that we absolutely need to look further into so many areas, and even just seeing some of the news articles that have come out recently, specifically about Te Oranga Tamariki and things like that, that we do need to explore these. When they're unidentified biases that we have, so we might not feel like consciously we have a bias, but our reactions internally have been so conditioned by the media and things that we're, and it's really hard for people to accept that maybe they aren't in conscious control of some of the biases that they have. But I think a lot of research has been done in this with MRI scans and things, that absolutely we are more scared of certain races just internally. And so if we can fight against those societal norms and ideas, starting with simple things like pronunciation is a good place to start. Being on the defensive, it's a hard place to actually learn. So actually relating to this character and feeling for her will, I think, like I said, bring us together and like share some ideas about being more culturally conscious. I'm going to say it again.
What do you think is the biggest difficulty minority groups or Māori people specifically face right now in terms of subconscious bias?
Oh, that's a big question. There's so many, and I think that so many people have different experiences, but a lot of the stereotypes that we have for Māori are not nice stereotype. It's almost expected of you, because I grew up on the North Shore, I had a certain accent about me, and so I will often in my life, I've gotten things like, oh, you're very well spoken, and I'm like, but am I, or are you, do you, is there a little disclaimer there that means for a Māori, or oh, you've done well to get a degree, and I'll be like, have I? Like, it was expected of me from my family. So there's the little ones, and then there's the bigger issues with Te Oranga Tamariki and that systematic racism and colonisation that people really struggle to even see a pattern, whereas I think from a minority perspective, you absolutely see how these connections and how the patterns through generations have gotten us to the place where we are now.
Araha is a Māori will be holding a panel discussion after the show, and Kahurangi encourages the audience to share their own experiences or anything they've learnt throughout. It will be opening next Tuesday on the 2nd of July and running till the 6th.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.